CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
The West Grey Police Service has confirmed they have charged a suspect in an ongoing homicide investigation. In a release, West Grey Police Service say they have charged 34-year-old West Grey native Cody Hearsome with second-degree murder. The accused remains in custody after being arrested on July 17th. On July 15th, police responded to a report of a shooting at a residence on Grey Road 4, while later that evening, OPP discovered a deceased 62-year-old individual in the area of Walters Falls. The incidents were believed to be linked, and officers commenced an investigation. Police have now confirmed the identity of the deceased as 62-year-old Brett Douglas Hearsome of West Grey. West Grey Police Service states that the ongoing investigation is under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch in partnership with the Office of the Chief Coroner for Ontario and the Ontario Forensic Pathology Service. Police are still looking to speak with anyone who may have information regarding this investigation. Anyone with any information should contact West Grey Police Service, the OPP, or Crime Stoppers. The accusations and charges have yet to be proven in a court of law. The Owen Sound Police Service has confirmed they have recovered a submerged vehicle from the harbor. In a release, Owen Sound Police Service states they responded in the early morning hours yesterday alongside the OPP, Owen Sound Fire Department, and Grey County EMS to a report of a vehicle submerged just off the pier of the harbor near the grain elevators. The OPP underwater search and rescue team recovered the vehicle, and a 38-year-old woman was pronounced deceased at the scene. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The release from Owen Sound Police Service says that foul play is not suspected in the death of the woman. A key transportation service in Grey and Bruce counties has ceased operations. Our own Adam Bell has more.
On its Facebook page, Grey Bruce Airbus says it has closed permanently after 35 years, saying the decision was made after much consideration. Daily runs between Owen Sound to Pearson Airport in Toronto, including many communities in between, ceased in 2020 due to the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
A note on the Grey Bruce Airbus Facebook page says while they realize they were a vital service to the area, it is, quote, too difficult to bring back the shared ride and cost-effective method without government subsidies. There are more calls to the province to address staffing shortages in healthcare. The Ontario Council of Hospital Unions and SEIU Healthcare suggest measures include raising wages and putting in financial incentives to boost hiring. The unions also issued an open letter to the Ontario Hospital Association. It asks that the association take steps to improve transparency regarding the current crisis and to fill vacancies. In sports tonight, the Jays are in Boston to start a weekend set with the Red Sox. Kevin Gausman on the hill against Nate Eovaldi tonight for the series opener, live at 7:10. You can listen on CKNX. The Yankees in Baltimore at 7:05. Tampa visiting Kansas City at 8:10. CFL Winnipeg in Edmonton tonight at 9. Midwestern Ontario Senior Baseball League action. King Carden in Listowel at 7:30. Mitchell Juniors in Byron at 8:30. The 50th annual Men's Invitational Fastball Tournament in Brussels underway today as well. Check CKNXNewsToday.ca for a full schedule. Sunshine throughout today with a light breeze, a high hitting 30, the humidex at 34, UV index 8 or very high. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 19. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, fairly windy, a high up to 32, the humidex at 36, UV index 9 or very high. Sunday, some showers, fairly windy, a high of 26. Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 25.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.